This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Mino Studio is a pre- and post-production facility for all of your audio needs. Mino Studio's founder is an accredited audio engineer with top 40 and indie album credits. With over 30 years of music industry experience, Mino Studio can take your podcast from idea to reality. Contact Mino Studio at MinoStudio777@gmail.com for more information. That's Mino Studio spelled M-E-N-O, MinoStudio777@gmail.com. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs. And welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is giving back. Now, I want to talk to you today about this because this is one that's very near and dear to me, and I believe it's something that really isn't separate from your business or your real estate investments, that giving back is an important part of what we do. And what I think anybody that is generating income in a community, benefiting from that community, needs to do. And as we kind of enter into the holiday season, I thought that this might be an appropriate time to talk about this. As I personally feel, as we are blessed, we need to bless others. And we can do this in a lot of different ways. You may be saying, well, you know, my business hasn't really taken off. I don't really make that much money. And that may be the case. But, you know, a good thing is that there's a lot of things you can do without actually writing a check or giving money. And so I'm just going to go over a few of these things that you might want to think about. Because, again, I honestly believe, and it's happened with me on more than one occasion, it's almost on a consistent basis, that whenever I give, miraculously, I am blessed and wonderful things happen in business as well. I personally believe that it's God, but you may not have that same belief, but want to share that I believe that, you know, as we bless others, that we will be blessed back. And I don't think we should give to be blessed. I think that's just something that happens in the natural course of things. So let me just talk about how we can give back during this season as well as all year long. One of the ones that we often forget to give to is those in our family, our wife and our kids, those that are in this journey with us, although they may not be actively participating. They also should be blessed as we are blessed, especially when something happens and, wow, you got a big bonus or a real successful year. You should be able to do something special for them and let them know, hey, this is as a result of our efforts in the business and in our real estate practice. So what you can do to bless them and give back to them, because they obviously have to put up with us being away or locked in our rooms working on our business. And so it's a good idea that they can see. And I think it'll also get them a little bit more behind what it is you're doing. Second of all, I would say find a charity. If you don't already have one that you support or really feel strongly about, it could be a church, could be a school your kids go to, it could be an established national charity or even a small regional charity. Get involved. Don't just, write a little check each year, but, volunteer. Give of your time. Maybe head up a campaign or a chair committee. Maybe even get on the board of directors. Maybe you might even have property or space on your properties that you could donate. Another thing is to form your own. And that's what I did, almost 20 years ago when I formed Child Hope International, which is our charity in Haiti, which is also where my family served for nearly 12 years. And that's very rewarding as well. You could even just set up a foundation so that you wouldn't have to be as active. You can have a foundation where you support a number of different causes over the course of a year. Another group that you might want to also include in this is your staff. Now, maybe you don't have a staff. You might be doing this solo, or maybe you have some virtual employees in other parts of the world. You can just bless them something special, and just to let them know that you appreciate them. It's so important that we do that. These are people that work hard for us, and any way we can just bless them shows, one, that you're about more than just business. Also, then there's our support teams, your local support team, which may be your CPA, your attorney, maybe your mentor, maybe it's your mortgage brokers that you work with. Those are people, too, that you want to do something nice for. And don't forget your regional teams, the ones that are keeping your properties going for you and also supplying you with properties. May include brokers, property managers and their teams, local banks, realtors, title companies that you work with on a regular basis. I always try to do something creative there, and sometimes I'll send Omaha Steaks or something like that, or send a big basket for the office and the property management so that they can all benefit from, you know, some sweets or some goodies or what have you. But just a reminder that I appreciate them and the work that they do. Also, you might want to think about regional charities. Even though you may not be living in the regions where your properties are, there are local charities that are nearby. And, you know, for them to know that, hey, the guy that owns that building just down the street from us is willing to offer their facility for a local meeting of our AA group, or maybe they're willing to, you know, to donate to our annual Christmas event or whatever it may be. It helps, I believe, whenever you buy a property in a community, you are a part of that community. And you're not just owning a business there, but you should be contributing to that community and doing things to help out the people in that community. So again, I think giving back is something that if you aren't doing it, think about it and think about what you can do. Granted, you may not have a lot of time, but it doesn't always take a lot of time. It just takes being thoughtful and putting others above ourselves. I honestly believe that that's going to enrich your business in a way that you cannot measure. I think it's going to benefit you in many other ways. So that's it for today. Please note, Old Dog listeners, everything presented here today can be accessed in our show notes on the Old Dog's website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. Look for episode 054 entitled Giving Back. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.